Nick DiGilio show continues here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Skyline studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. The regular Friday features, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, and Fly Jams Friday, all coming up. But we're kicking it off with our regular feature, Vic's Picks, Vic Vaughn, in our very own newsroom. Vic, how are you?
Sir.
Good to see you.
Nice.
Vic's
to be in
been
here.
Going on a musical journey. You had really no musical knowledge whatsoever.
Yep.
And so you decided that you were going to fix that and listen to all of the top 100 best albums according to Rolling Stone.
Yes, sir.
You did that, and it was life changing.
It was.
Yeah. And so now you are working on another list from The Guardian, and it is the 100 best albums of the 21st century so far.
Been fun so far.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun checking in with you every week. It's really cool, and I like following you along on this journey. Can we get the theme? Make it official.
What came first, music or the misery?
100 albums.
Nobody worries about kids listening to thousands, literally thousands of songs about heartbreak, rejection, pain, misery, and loss.
One, Vic Vaughn.
Did I listen to pop music because I was miserable? Or was I miserable because I listened to pop music?
It's Vic's Picks, Side B.
All right. So we do this every week, every Friday morning at 2:30. You come in and tell us about a couple albums you've been listening to this week, and we're making through this list. And what do you got for us this week?
Number 88, we start with Fleet Foxes. Self-titled album here, released in 2008. Again, 100 best albums of the 21st century, according to The Guardian. That's what we're working off of. Fleet Foxes, I'd never heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
I heard of them, I just don't.
Okay.
Know, I'm not familiar. I'm not as familiar.
I had to look into everything about them because I didn't know anything about them. They're an American indie folk rock band out of Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And they formed in 2006 to kind of frame this. Kind of came out of nowhere from what I've read. At the time, anyway, and made a lot of people fall in love with their music, especially their first album, which is the one we're going to talk about now, the self-titled album, led by singer-songwriter Robin Pecknold, son of Greg Pecknold, of the Fathoms band in the 60s. Again, this is their Fleet Foxes' debut self-titled album. If you like albums heavy with vocals, harmonies, you may like this one. It's different. Robert Pecknold, the lead singer, said he wanted to make pop music without the pop structure, and you won't hear a lot of songs in this album with, there's a couple songs with choruses, but only two from what I could tell. The rest of them don't have choruses on this album. It's mostly, like I said, harmonies. It was well received from everything that I could read from music critics. It was well received. Critics love this album. This album made it onto several, more than a dozen end of year lists for being among the best albums of 2008 when it was released. That's the year it was released again under the Belly Union and Sub Pop labels. And I looked into both those labels and really read a little bit into Sub Pop.
Sub Pop is a huge label.
Yeah.
A huge label. And they made a massive impact in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Late 80s, early 90s.
They discovered Nirvana.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah.
That's what they did. And before Nirvana got onto some bigger labels, and that was the label that picked up these guys, Fleet Foxes. It was produced by Phil Eck, who I also looked into, and I'm kind of in love with this guy, Phil Eck, and his philosophy of producing music, which is basically, I'm going to do what I think sounds good, and I'm not going to do what necessarily is popular right now, and which kind of was a marriage, a perfect marriage with Fleet Foxes, because that's kind of what they're about. And it debuted, this album, at number 11, really big in Europe, debuted at number 11 on the UK charts and peaked at number 3 in their charts in the UK. Here's a little from the lead-off track. I thought it was one of the lighter songs on this album, for me anyway, a song called Sun It Rises.
Oh,
Robin Pecknold says that that's the only song on this album that they didn't create right there in the studio. This is a song. This is the only song on the album that was something that they'd already done. They had taken two parts from other songs and put them together for that song. Everything else on this album is new in the studio. And we'll go to track three. I love the beginning of this song, and that's why I picked it. A song called Ragged Wood. That song, Ragged Wood, was almost the title track. They were going to name the album after that, or they're going to name the album Ragged Wood, but they eventually went with a more simple self-titled album. But wanted to get a little from track eight here, a song called Your Protector. Starts out with a unique and, I thought, beautiful flute arrangement, which is kind of rare, you know, you don't hear that a lot, but really picks up into this powerful, intense jam. So here's a little bit from Your Protector.
Tell your
So, what do you think so far?
I like these guys.
So far, yeah. We'll wrap it up. I thought Fleet Foxes, we'd wrap it up. This, again, self-titled debut album for them, released in 2008. With this last 30 seconds or so from the album, this is the last 30 seconds you'll hear on this album. This is, again, the closing track, track 11, song called Oliver James.
The sound of ancient voices ringing soft upon your ear. Oliver James washed in the rain, no longer. Oliver James washed in the rain, no.
All right.
I thought these guys were they're very cool. I've watched a lot of interviews with Pecknold, Robin Pecknold, the band, the lead guitarist. I think they're very cool. I'd never heard of them before. I'm really happy that I know about them now, because I think their music is offers something very different for people. I really like the way Robin Pecknold and even the producer on this album, Phil Eck, the way they do things, the way they want to do things, the way they think music should be made, not necessarily what's happening or what's popular in the music industry. They just do the type of music that they think sounds right. Mm-hmm. And I love this album.
Okay. Tom, where do you stand on Fleet Foxes?
Fleet Foxes, I've actually seen them live a number of times. I've been a big fan of them for a really long time, and I really love their use of vocal harmonies, the fact that they kind of forget about worrying about traditional music elements like a chorus. It kind of just, it's not quite through composed, but it is composed to just propel forward. I'm a particularly big fan of their percussionist, a guy who, his name is Josh Tillman, but currently performs as Father John Misty. And he's a really interesting, weird dude, and this was his first start, was playing drums in Fleet Foxes. And it's a good representation of the folk revival that was going on a little bit in the mid-2000s, went on for a bit.
Yeah.
If folks enjoy this first album, I would definitely, definitely recommend moving on to their second album, which is called Helplessness Blues, which really focuses on Robin Pecknold's struggle with becoming an adult and becoming a man. And it's a really interesting, you know, a progression of their sound. I believe they did a third album that I didn't listen to much, but those first two albums, the self-titled and Helplessness Blues, are both really spectacular examples of really nice folk music, really just kind sounding folk music with those kind of Beach Boys level harmonies that just they're undeniable. They're undeniable harmonies.
Yeah. All right. That's Fleet Foxes' self-titled album. And so you loved it, Vic.
Loved it. And I like what Tom said about the vocals, man. It really did kind of harken back to when I listened to Pet Sounds, believe it. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm not saying it's on the same level, but it reminded me of that. I mean, if you watch some of the videos of Fleet Foxes on YouTube, you kind of forget that they were doing this in the 2000s.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, it looks like a video from the 70s, yeah. You know,
well, yeah.
Especially
plus,
with his beard.
Dad, and his dad being part of the 60s pop group,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
Well, that's Fleet Foxes, and we are in the middle of Vic's picks, and we'll talk about another album that Vic has been listening to as he gets his way through the Guardian list of the top 100 albums of the 21st century so far.
Footsteps far.
And the Nick DiGilio Show continues for this Friday morning. The regular Friday features have begun, and we will do You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and then things will get funky when we do the Fly Jams right now. By the way, the news is next in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And that news will be reported by the person who is with us right now, and that's Vic Vaughn. Hey, Vic.
Morning, sir.
Continuing his musical journey of going through the list of the top 100 albums of the 21st century so far, according to The Guardian. And he's educating himself on music and going through a journey. Tell everybody about the podcast, that you are doing this through a podcast as well.
Okay, Album University Podcast. That's what's kind of born out of this whole thing. And right now we have episode 2. We've only done 2.
Mm-hmm.
We're right, like, this is, we're little newborn babies right now. But
yeah.
Episode 2 is on Rumors by Fleetwood Mac, mm-hmm. And forget about it.
Yeah.
Just forget about it.
Yeah,
such a good. I can't stop listening to my own podcast because the music on that album is ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's so good.
That was one of those albums. That was one of those albums.
Yeah.
If you didn't have it in the '70s, if you didn't own that record, the FBI could come in and arrest you.
I fully support the rest of anybody who.
Everybody had that.
Oh my goodness!
The popularity of that record. Was unbelievable.
Man.
It's just hit after hit after hit after hit.
And after you listen to Rumors by Fleetwood Mac, a lot of music after that will suck.
Yeah.
It's just that good. I'm sorry.
Okay. Right, we continue so, Vic Vaughn's adventure. What's the next album?
87, number 87 on this list. We're in the 80s now.
Mm-hmm.
87, Justified is the name of the album, and yeah. It's by a guy named Justin Timberlake.
See, now we're talking.
Now we're talking. The Beast.
I love this album. Yeah.
He's from Memphis, Tennessee. I didn't know that.
Yep.
I had to look into him a little bit because I've never listened to a Justin Timberlake album until this week.
Mm-hmm.
And he's from Memphis, Tennessee. Came into the world in January of 1981. Newborn baby in 81. I knew next to nothing about him other than what we all know by now, probably, right? Which is he's a bona fide superstar.
Yeah.
He's a game changer, a multi-talented, money-generating machine, this
yep.
guy. But here we go. A product of a show that I'm actually familiar with,
mm-hmm.
that you might remember, Nick,
mm-hmm.
maybe. Star Search?
Yeah.
I love that show.
Yeah, I used to watch it.
Oh, man. I love that show. There was a guy with a mullet who and a tuxedo with the who's the tuxedo tail. Do you remember this guy on Star Search?
No.
That was a genius, that guy. I can't remember his name, but anyway.
A lot of people came through Star Search.
Yeah.
Including
yeah.
Sinbad.
Thank you. Sinbad is a genius.
See?
Comedic genius.
He can't stand Sinbad.
I'm going to go walk out of this room for the next 20 minutes.
No, how can you not like Sinbad?
I don't understand. I'm not doing this right now. We've had this conversation a million times before.
I just don't understand it.
It's 2:51 in the morning. I'm not doing this right now.
You're un-American.
I understand that, but I don't understand why Tom is a very highly intelligent guy.
You would think he'd like Sinbad.
I cannot understand why he doesn't like Sinbad, but that's okay. Everybody, to each his own. To each his own. Sinbad's the man. But anyway, so let's get back to this. You know what else JT did?
What?
He was not only a member of, but probably the genesis of the all-new, at the time, Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah.
Okay.
So was Britney Spears was on the Mickey Mouse Club. Christina Aguilera. A lot of the pop stars from that era started out on the...
What, the guy from The Notebook?
Ryan
Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, yeah.
He was... He was the guy from The
He's
Notebook.
He's a stud now, too.
Yeah, of course he is.
You can't say
he's one of the best.
And he's got some moves.
Yeah.
He's got a little bit of moves. Okay, obviously later. Oh, okay. Justin Timberlake, one of two lead singers. I can't go on unless I mention one of two lead singers from the band NSYNC.
Right.
Right, okay. They broke up in 2002, by the way. I learned that today. And Timberlake went on to sell more than 32 million albums.
Yeah.
As a solo artist. This is after, NSYNC. And sold more than 56 million singles. That's a lot of records.
Yep.
Justified is Justin Timberlake's debut solo album that we're about to hear a little bit about. It was released in 2002 under the Jive Records label. Only took 6 weeks. To write and record. He had a lot of help from producers and stuff. It was his legitimate separation from NSYNC, and it won him a Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Album, and it was nominated in four other categories, including a nomination for Album of the Year.
Yep.
So we'll start it off with a song produced by Timbaland. We've talked about him before.
You'll talk about him again.
Timbaland's a legend. We'll talk about Timbaland, legendary producer. Timbaland, and this is it's a breakup song. It's about a man who's decided to move on from his latest relationship from a woman who did what we all hate. She cheated on him. And
do you know who he wrote this about?
No, hold on. I think I do, but do you want to say it?
Take a guess.
No, you say it.
It's Britney Spears.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that, actually.
They dated. They dated for a long time.
Well, I didn't know that.
And
but
he wrote this song about Britney Spears.
Oh, man. Okay, here we go. Song called Cry Me a River.
Song.
I did not know that was about Britney Spears.
About Britney.
I like it now more than I did. Here's my favorite song from this album. Let's do a little here from track 6, Rock Your Body. I love this.
Such a great song.
Oh, man, so good. I'm going to listen to it on my way home. I want to say one thing. They say they wrote this song. Justin Timberlake, recruited the Neptunes, which I had to look into a little bit because I didn't know about them. But they Neptunes is Chad Hugo and Pharrell Williams.
Mm-hmm.
They drew on for inspiration Michael Jackson and Stevie Wonder, and it's very important because, in fact, that song, Rock Your Body, was rejected by MJ himself. It was supposed to be on his 10th album, Invincible, but it wasn't. Let's get a little bit here from track 10 on Justified. Justin Timberlake has some history with his next artist, he chose to record with. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that in a second. But Janet Jackson, a stage, he ripped part of her top off during halftime. Yes. I think we all know about that. But here's a song by Miss Jackson, because I'm dirty, a song called Take Me Now, Tom.
Shining star, baby, here I am. So why are you waiting? Step on over, let me show you how bad you are. Just let me take.
Yeah, there it is.
What do you think about that one?
I love this whole album.
Okay.
When it first came out, I listened to it like 10 times a day when it first came out.
It's good. I fell in love with two tracks, at least. We're going to wrap things up with the closing track, track 13, Lucky 13. Tearjerker alert here. Song called Never Again. Tom, I'm going to... Yeah.
This has me at the end of the line. Helpless, watched you break this heart of mine. Only wants you back here with me. Common sense knows that you're not good enough for me. And all you had to do was apologize and mean it. But you didn't say you're sorry.
God, I love this album. I love it. By the way, can I make a request?
If you may.
My favorite song on the album.
What is it?
Is the lead-off track. Tom?
Oh,
can we play a little
it.
Play a little bit?
Remember, what was it?
Do it,
I love
Tom.
You. Yeah. Like I love you.
It's just me. Feel good, right? Listen. I kind of noticed something one night in your colorful face.
Yeah. That's my favorite song on
what
the album.
What is it about that song that gets
the
you?
The beat, the way it's produced, his vocals, and I think it's just a funky, really great song.
It is a great song. I didn't catch on that one.
That's a good one. All right, well, Justin Timberlake, Justified, and Fleet Foxes, another interesting couple albums that Vic has been listening
to. Fleet Foxes.
And we'll do it again next week.
All right.
As you continue your musical journey, again, Album University is the podcast.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man. We'll do it again next week.
Good to see you.
All right. Good to see you, too. Get in the newsroom, man.